Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Wednesday, January 28th. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Fresno's leaders have a plan for addressing vacant properties in the Tower District neighborhood, including a pilot program to get more commercial properties occupied.
Those requirements ask them to make their buildings ready for occupancy by tenants within a certain timeline.
Coming up, more about the program and why the city wants to address this issue. But first, these headlines. As many as 40 vehicles were reportedly involved in a pileup crash this Tuesday morning in foggy Kern County. Pictures from the scene on Highway 58 east of Bakersfield show mangled semis and vehicles along the roadway as drivers stood by. There were reports of major injuries. Authorities say fog played a factor in the chain reaction crash. This is at least the second major pileup in the valley this month. Another involved 17 vehicles on Highway 99 in Fresno. One man was killed. Thule fog has become a hazard for many drivers in recent weeks. And that Kern County pileup led to an emergency call for blood donations. The Houchin Community Blood Bank say they were already facing a low blood supply. Now, with several crash victims being treated at Kern County hospitals, the demand is even higher. The blood center put out an urgent call for O negative, O positive, and A positive blood donations. A lawsuit filed this week claims people held at a California desert immigration facility lack basic necessities like clean water, healthy food, and medical care. Jordan Renning with our California newsroom partner, LAist, has more from the Adelanto Detention Center.
Two people died while detained at the Adelanto facility last fall. Now the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights, or CHIRLA, is suing ICE and the Department of Homeland Security for what it claims are inhumane conditions at the facility. Here's Jeanette Zinnipatine, CHIRLA's policy director.
We are really at a moment where we are seeing a human rights crisis right before our eyes. And the detention centers, especially the one at Adelanto, is one where we are seeing it unfold in real time.
ICE and DHS did not comment on the case.
That was Jordan Renning with LAist. Meanwhile, the Trump administration's immigration crackdown led to a drop in the U.S. population growth rate last year. AP's Haya Panjwani reports on new figures just released.
President Donald Trump's crackdown on immigration has contributed to a year-to-year drop in the U.S. growth rate as the nation's population hit nearly 342 million people in 2025. That's according to population estimates released by the U.S. Census Bureau. The 0.5% growth rate for 2025 was a sharp drop from 2024's almost 1% growth rate, which was the highest since 2001, and fueled by immigration. Immigration increased by almost 1.3 million people last year, compared to 2024's increase of almost 2.8 million people. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A Fresno County coalition has officially filed a petition to seek signatures for a tax measure. The effort by nonprofit and city leaders from across the county seeks to save a tax that funds road projects. The tax measure would replace Measure C, which has existed since 1987. It expires next year, but an effort to renew it failed earlier this month. This new proposal will need 35,000 signatures to qualify for the November election. Rupert Murdoch's News Corp is growing with the creation of a West Coast version of its New York Post. The company, which also owns Fox News, is introducing the California Post. Like its East Coast counterpart, it's expected to be flashy and brash and conservative-friendly. Also included in the California Post will be its own version of the infamous gossip column called Page Six.
Support for Central Valley Daily comes from the members of KVPR. Join at $8 or more per month and access ad-free NPR podcasts through NPR Plus. Give now at kvpr.org/donate.
And now to our main story. The Tower District in Fresno is the heart of the city's nightlife. Go there on any Friday or Saturday night, and you are bound to see food trucks, vendors, and the street full of people hopping around to different bars and restaurants. But something else you might see when walking around is a lot of vacant, boarded-up buildings. And city officials are trying to fix that. In 2025, the Fresno City Council approved a pilot program to help property owners rehabilitate their unoccupied buildings. And just last month, the council also enacted tax incentives to sway property owners to get their properties occupied. So, how are these initiatives working? I asked Fresnoland reporter Juliana Morano to break down her latest reporting, and she starts by giving an overview of the two programs.
As you allude to, we'll be talking about two different programs. There's one that's sort of punitive, and the other is more of an incentive to fill these properties. The punitive one, or more of the stick to the proverbial carrot, it's a one-year program, and it creates these stricter deadlines for the owners of vacant commercial properties. So this is not looking at housing units or residential properties. It's only commercial buildings that are in the Tower District. That it has specific boundaries for what counts as tower under this law. And those requirements ask them to make their buildings ready for occupancy by tenants within a certain timeline. And then it also has some new requirements for these property owners to be added to a registry. There are some existing requirements under municipal code, but this adds on to them, and there's certain contact information they have to provide. And that's to sort of get at one of the difficulties with vacant properties in the Tower, in that sometimes they're owned by people who don't live in Tower or even Fresno, or they're owned by like these big families, and they're kind of scattered across the country. So it's difficult to pin someone down to like address something that comes up in the building.
As fundamental as that, yeah. And maybe it's worth noting for folks who are outside the Fresno area, the Tower has a rich community, and there are restaurants and there are coffee shops and nightlife, but there's also these glaringly vacant buildings. Like, they're very obvious, right?
Yes.
Okay. So not only is the city taking on that pilot program with, like you say, the stick, there's also a carrot or an incentive type program for these property owners. So tell us a little bit more about that more gentler approach they're also taking.
Yes. So in addition to passing this other pilot program, the first one we talked about passed in June. This incentive program passed last December through the Fresno City Council. And so that program, it's worth noting that it's only open to, quote unquote, mom and pop shops. So small businesses, there's requirements about how many employees they have. It's three people. It's not open to chains. There are a couple other restrictions. But it's aimed at getting those businesses into these vacant properties. And the incentive they offer is to rebate 50% of that company's sales tax, the share that goes to the city of Fresno, to rebate that to them. So that's the incentive that the city has created to not only push property owners to rehabilitate their buildings, but to draw small businesses to occupy them.
So you report that this incentive, which, as we said, was passed last month, that no one's taken advantage of it yet. So any idea how the city plans to maybe get the word out, especially since it sounds like some of these property owners are hard to pin down?
Correct. So the sponsor of this this pilot program, Councilmember Annalisa Perea, when I was talking to her about this, and, you know, she talked about how they haven't had applicants yet, she said that their plan is to go film these sort of promotional videos in front of some of these like glaringly vacant properties in the heart of Tower and share information about this program so that people start to know about it. And I will say one real estate broker I talked to who has many clients in the Tower District had heard of the previous pilot program that passed in June, the one that was about the registry and so on, but she was not familiar with this one. So maybe an example speaking to how more people seem to know about the other program compared with the incentive one.
Yeah, which maybe is just because it takes time for word to get out, and also not everyone's following council votes as closely as you. Can you speak more generally to just what started these two programs targeting Fresno's Tower District? Do we have an idea of just how many buildings are vacant in the neighborhood?
That was an interesting thing that came up while reporting this story, because you see vacancies in other neighborhoods of Fresno as well, downtown, Chinatown, but even beyond those neighborhoods that are kind of higher density, so you notice the vacancies maybe more if you're walking there. I will say I reached out to the Fresno County Economic Development Corporation to get some local data to help paint a picture of, like, what does vacancy look like in Tower versus other neighborhoods. And Tower had a slightly lower vacancy rate than both the city of Fresno as a whole and some other kind of commercial neighborhoods. Tower's vacancy rate was 5.3% as of earlier this month versus the city of Fresno's was about 7.5%. But there was also another interesting point of data in that, and I won't get too jargony, but there's something called an absorption rate too that's part of this kind of consideration of vacancies. And the Tower District has a negative one. And what that means in sort of the terms of a real estate broker is that that neighborhood is adding more like commercial building inventory to the market at a faster rate that it's taking that space away. And that sort of speaks to like there being just this hyper supply of space in Tower. Like there, and that kind of raised some questions, like, is there enough demand to kind of help fill these vacancies, or is there an issue of like oversupply? Which, it, you know, I don't have an answer to, but that's a question it raises.
Okay. Any skepticism on this? Any people who've been opposed to these programs?
Yeah, I'd say there's definitely some skepticism, maybe not quite people taking clear stances like saying, you know, repeal this ordinance or repeal this law or anything. But I spoke with Scott Miller, who's the head of the Fresno Chamber of Commerce and then also is a business owner and property owner in Tower, who right now does own a currently vacant property. And he was talking about how, you know, from the business perspective, he thinks that carrots as opposed to sticks, you know, proverbially, are a better response to this kind of thing. And the philosophy there is like, he thinks that most property owners are not intentionally keeping their properties vacant, including himself. Like, he is trying to find a tenant for his property, but he talked about some of the difficulties, like, his property has a large like outdoor space and not every business or potential business wants that. But then others who have taken a firmer stance on tackling vacancies, like Miguel Arias, who we were talking about earlier, would argue that some property owners are intentionally keeping their properties vacant and are waiting for like a fire to happen so they can get the insurance payout instead of paying the many hundreds of thousands of dollars needed in like repairs and rehabilitation. So that's kind of the philosophical debate. And some people think, you know, these sticks are not really going to help. Instead, property owners need support rehabilitating their properties and want to get tenants in them.
Do you know if Fresno is considering these type of incentives in other parts of the city or just focusing on Tower for now?
So because these are pilot programs, there is the possibility, you know, after the 12-month period where they're in place, that the city would revisit it, think about making revisions. And that revision could be to expand it citywide based on what they learned from these pilots. The council members didn't signal to me that they were looking to make these citywide necessarily. But they did say, you know, we want to study the outcomes of these 12 months and make modifications based on what's working and what's not.
Juliana Morano, reporter with our news partner, Fresnoland, thank you for coming to the studios and breaking this down for us.
Of course. Thanks for having me back.
To read Juliana's full story and more Fresno reporting, you can go to our news partner's website, fresnoland.org. And that is today's show. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KVPR with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.